people start hating one another for all these matters. So a person should avoid this completely. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خبب زوجة امرئ أو مملوكه فليس but he doesn't spend on you. Many people they put up wives like this, and many times it will be even the mother-in-law, the sisters-in-law, family members put up the wife, and then the wife turns against the husband. This is also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbidden it in such strong terms that such people are not a
meaning. And number five, they are outwardly conflicting verses or ahadith. In all these conditions, taqleed will be implemented. The object of taqleed is that in those matters in which there are different manners of practicing is to choose one path, trusting on the Lord because He is explaining to us in detail the laws of Allah Ta'ala which He has extracted from the Quran and Sunnah. The mujtahid is not ma'soom, is not sinless, and can make an error. For his error, he will receive one reward, and for his correct ruling, he will receive two rewards. He is not following the Sharia, in reality following one's own desires. From the second century onwards, all the people began following one specified person. Many mujtahids lived in the past, but in today's times, only one of four imams are followed. Followed one of the four imams. Many groups of people who abandoned taqleed eventually became completely misguided and irreligious, due to which many of them finally deserted from Islam. All the four madhabs are correct as they spring from the Quran and Sunnah. Their ruling is the completion of Surah An-Naml, which commenced in the 19th para. As mentioned previously, being a Makki surah, the fundamentals of Deen are mentioned here. The first portion of this surah, which was mentioned in the 19th para, Allah Ta'ala made mention of the various incidents of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Allahu khayrun amma yushrikun. Is Allah better or those whom these polytheists ascribe as partners to Allah Ta'ala? Who is better? And then Allah Ta'ala goes on to explain His great creations in the form of the skies, the earth, the sending down of the rains, the growing of splendid orchards, the stabilizing that Allah Ta'ala has any partners. Why can't you admit that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since He is the only creator, why must you now ascribe partners to Him in your worship? The second fundamental thing which the kuffar could not understand is the concept of resurrection. And look at the development of the human, how Allah Ta'ala from a lifeless drop of fluid, how Allah Ta'ala created mankind through the various stages, how Allah Ta'ala the barren earth, how Allah Ta'ala then revives it with just one rainfall. So this is sufficient proof that Allah Ta'ala can revive the dead. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles the inclination to accept, therefore they are not accepting. And you cannot make the deaf hear the call when they turn away in aversion. And you cannot guide the blind from their deviation. They are now spiritually blind, despite seeing clear proofs of of the message. But yet they are not accepting. Why? Because they
bring these qualities within ourselves. And secondly, we are having this jalsas to create within ourselves the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us, we are performing our salah, but what concentration is there in our salah? What enjoyment we are getting in our salah? We are drinking our cup of tea, no sugar inside. This object of these jalsas is to add sugar into our salah, into our lives, become a better Muslim, a better human being. This is the object, this is what Islam means, to better oneself. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.
Shaykh, rahmatullah, this is a bit for free. Very kind now, it's time to pay. And the pay is dua. And what a beautiful dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That for feeding the guest.
وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كل شيء قطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا يكلف الله نفسا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا اور اپنی معرفت کی بھی مجھے ایسی شان دے اور مجھ پہ جان دے جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا بس تجھ پہ جان دے یا رب کروں سے اپنے تو شوکتے دل کو جو میرے شوکتے ہفت آسمان دے دل کو جو میرے شوکتے ہفت آسمان دے یا ہر بیان دے جو میری بات سن لے جو میری بات سن لے